This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Defence Minister Murata, a communication breakdown. What happened? Romanian Acting Defence Minister Radu Murata publicly called out a segment of his own ministry's workforce people who locked in benefits during more active periods of their careers and are now resisting any change to those arrangements. He framed this as a human resources problem that needs to be solved against current realities, not historical ones. It was a rare moment of a sitting minister openly criticising institutional inertia within his own house. The communication angle. What Murata did versus what he should have done. Murata chose the right target, but the wrong weapon. Calling out institutional deadweight publicly takes courage and credit where it is due. Most officials in his position would bury this problem in committee language and press releases about ongoing reviews. He named the pattern. That matters. But naming a pattern without naming a path forward is just venting with a microphone. Here is the core problem. Murata described the people resisting change as a vein, which is a geological metaphor suggesting something embedded, natural, almost inevitable. That framing actually works against him. When you make the obstacle sound structural, you make yourself sound powerless. You are telling your audience this thing exists. It is deep in the rock. And here we are. That is not leadership communication. That is a complaint dressed in professional language. Compare that to how effective institutional reformers talk. They do not describe the problem in terms of who is resisting. They describe the future in terms of what changes when resistance fails. The message shifts from "these people won't budge" to "here is what we will build once we do." One generates sympathy. The other generates momentum. Murata generated sympathy. He needed momentum. The stronger move would have been to anchor his statement in a concrete standard. Not "benefits must match current realities" as a vague principle, but something specific, a timeline, a metric, a policy action already in motion. Vague appeals to current realities are easy to ignore because they are easy to interpret however the listener wants. Specificity is the only thing that closes the escape hatch. What this comes down to is the difference between announcing a problem and owning the solution. Murata announced. Leaders own. If you're going to take the political risk of calling out your own institution publicly, you have to finish the sentence. Otherwise, you have spent credibility without buying anything with it. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes institutional messaging gives you a framework for the hardest communication challenge in leadership: how to signal the change is coming without sounding like you are asking permission for it. Murata had the nerve to start the conversation. That chapter shows you how to finish it. The takeaway. Before your next public statement on a difficult internal problem, write down the one specific action you're committing to with a date attached. Not a value, not a principle, not a vision. An action with a deadline. If you cannot write it down in one sentence, you're not ready to speak publicly yet. Wait until you can. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling books they write every time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.